The On Deck Show continues from Purdue Stadium, now joined by hitting coach Christian Poulsen. CP, nice win last night. It's been a tough stretch coming out of the All-Star break, but to have a game like that offensively really break out for some big hits late, how important was it for this team?
Yeah, it was good to get back to what we do as an offense, especially coming off the break, having those three games where didn't show too much, and then walking, hitting the ball hard, getting some sack bunts down, and then when we needed to be clutch with runners in scoring position, we did a good job. So, yeah, it was good for the clubhouse to get back out there and show what we've done all year and show that we can do it again.
It's been a tough stretch since the All-Star break, but overall it's been a pretty good second half for you guys. Swing the bats, numbers obviously way better from where it was the start of the year. So how have you seen this team progress offensively throughout the season?
Yeah, I think we talked about it the last time we talked, is just giving these guys at-bats and giving them the opportunity to learn and make adjustments. And this group is amazing in the sense that every day they come to the cage ready to talk hitting, ready to talk the game plan, ready to talk about what they need to work on and what's going to help them go into the game and perform. And it's just been fun to see these guys grow and continue to grow, and not just hit that peak where we were doing pretty good in June, July, and still come to the park ready to work.
And you guys have faced some pretty good arms here lately, and it's resulted in some struggles at times. But how important are those learning moments, though, facing pitchers who've got high-quality stuff, execute their pitches well, going through film? How important is it to have those kinds of opportunities against those kinds of pitchers?
Yeah, it's amazing for these guys as they progress in their career. You know, the hope is that they don't just play here and play as a shorebird. As they move up to Aberdeen, to Chesapeake, to AAA, and into the big leagues, they're just going to continue to face tougher arms and more polished arms. So it's always good when we face some good competition, and seeing how we can stack up against them, and seeing how important it is when you face good arms to have a plan and be ready for certain pitches, certain locations. It's only going to help these guys grow as they continue their journey to get to the show.
It does feel like obviously this lineup has gotten a lot deeper over the last month or so, adding key players like Nate George, Luis Almeida, Joshua Lorenzo. So in your perspective, how fun is it to work with this lineup with how deep and talented it is?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, 1 through 9, anybody can have a night where they just take over the game. And especially, like you mentioned, Nate, Luis, and Joshua, they came in ready to play. You know, a lot of credit to the FCL staff. They did their job and got these guys ready to come play, and they've added a bunch to the lineup, added a lot of personality, and just added a good jolt of energy. And yeah, the lineup is scary, and when we put it all together like we did last night, it's a tough team to beat.
I do want to follow up with Nate, because it seems like you've got a pretty good relationship with him. Both of you come from Illinois, and he's really talked you up about how important you've been for him. So what's it been like working with him, and how surprised, I guess, are you with the success he's had here at the shorebird so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to work with Nate because he's ready to work every single day. And, you know, the Midwest grit is always good to have in a clubhouse. And it started in spring training where every day he was just ready to work, challenge himself. And now just having the at-bats and having some examples of what we can continue to work on has been amazing. And he just, again, he's one of the guys that comes to work every single day with a good attitude, smile on his face. And he just loves to work. He loves to hit. He loves to play the game of baseball, and it's showing, and there's a reason why he's a fan favorite here in Delmarva.
We're talking with hitting coach Christian Poulsen. Before I let you go, CP, we got about 40 games left in the season. What are you hoping to see from this team offensively here through the final month or so?
Yeah, just continue to put together a full 9 innings of baseball like we did last night. Walk, hit the ball hard. You know, if we have a bad stretch of games, I mean, only 3 games after the break, just don't let that affect you and come to work and keep playing. And you know, that's not an issue for this group, so just continue to have a good attitude and continue to be ready to work and enjoy the game and have fun.
Good stuff, CP. We appreciate the time as always. Best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you, Mitch.
Hitting coach Christian Poulsen. We're back with Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.